I was pleased with our football team. I thought we had good preparation during the week. Anytime you get embarrassed like we did the week before, you find out a lot about your football team, you know, through their preparation during the week and how they play. So we had some great effort out there today. You know, we had some mistakes by, you know, some players that don't really play a whole lot, and some guys that are new, and we worked through a lot of those mistakes and found a way to win. We finally won the turnover ratio with 4 turnovers to 1. Normally, when you win the turnover ratio, at least you got a chance, and especially here. You know, Kansas City has been so good through the years of taking advantage of their home field crowd and finding a way to win. And it was nice to come in here and find a way to do it ourselves, and a much-needed win.
Mike, how satisfying is it for you to win here? You haven't won much here. It's kind of been a tough road for you guys in the state.
Yeah, they got the best record in the National Football League, I think, over the last 5-6 years, you know, in division opponents. Obviously, I think it's well over 90% when they win in turnover ratio for a long time. So they've played well. It's nice to come out with a win.
Mike, what adjectives would you use to describe the way both teams played in the first half?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's some mistakes made, and obviously you just need a few mistakes here and there. But it's not the first half. It's you know, how you finish a game, 60 minutes to a game. And you can light it up in the first half and find a way to lose. We made some big plays coming out in the third quarter, and up 14 points and with 3 plays, and made a commitment at halftime from special teams, offense and defense, to try to put the game away. And even though we had a lot of penalties to stop ourselves, we still found a way to get it done.
How'd you feel about the pressure that you got up front?
We didn't have a lot of pressure in that last drive. Most of the, obviously, the you know, their movement was in penalties, which was obvious. It was a shame we couldn't put that game away. A lot of times when you're up by that many points, you don't play your best football, and obviously we didn't. Besides that drive, you take a look, and I was pretty pleased with what we did and how we reacted. But that last drive was hopefully not indicative to our team. But we need to get more pressure to be the type of football team we'd like to be.
Kansas City a little surprised, you think, by Selvin Young's speed?
Probably now. You know, probably now. He's a little bit faster than most people think. He's got great quickness, and we've been able to see it, and you know, and again, you know, last second half did a great job, but he's got to secure that ball. A couple of times that ball was on the ground, and felt fortunate to recover it. So, but he played hard. He played hard, and probably a little bit tired, but for a young kid coming in and putting a lot of pressure on him, he reacted well.
Mike, how do you think Jay played coming off the injury last week?
Jacob. He played pretty good. Pretty good. Thought he made a couple plays when things broke down, and probably like to have a couple plays back as well. And, you know, that's the nature of this game. But you got to find a way to make some plays when nothing's there. And I thought he did that a couple times. Pardon me?
Those two turnovers in the second half, pretty big keys.
Always big keys. Turnovers dictate, you know, you take a look at percentages through the years. And I can give you all those stats, but you guys know. But, you know, you lose that battle, usually you lose the game. Sorry, Jeff.
Came off briefly. What was the issue that did he get?
Ankle, yeah. Like it was twisted and went back in there, and hopefully he's all right.
Like, why'd you guys go with Hamza over Ferguson?
What's that?
Why'd you guys go with Hamza Abdullah over Ferguson?
Well, we just thought, you know, they were going to throw the football, and Abdullah gives us a little bit more range, more of a nickel-type safety. One of the reasons why we started out the game in a nickel-type defense, and they did a good job of running the football, and they got us out of the nickel under base personnel. And then we went in with our 3 linebacker set. So we, you know, rotated different alignments and trying to keep them a little bit off balance. And obviously they stuck to the run. So we went back to our base defense and kept it in check most of the day.
You guys seemed to have a real spark in the opening 2 minutes in the third quarter. What, if anything, was said by you or some guys in the locker room, or nothing was said at all?
Oh, just an unbelievable halftime speech, you know, that I gave. That, yeah, you guys know how much I get into those speeches. No, it's, you know, heck, you go over business, you talk about the things you did poorly. You know, in the first half, you get a game plan, what you're going to do in your first series. And we're going to talk about establishing a run on offense, where we didn't want to get this thing in a passing type game. And defensively, you know, we held them to 9 points. We made some plays, but we just had to get a little bit better in that third down area. And we're going to keep on working on it. And like Dave mentioned, we need a little bit more pressure. Elvis can't be the only guy getting pressure on that quarterback. I think they did a good job, you know, to play in this environment. Obviously, we had a few holding calls. Crowd noise got us a couple times. But anytime you deal with a couple offensive linemen that are new and one that hasn't played in this stadium before, and to run the ball like we did and find a way to come up with a few points, it's pretty good.
Mike, you sent out Jason for a 50-yard field goal even though he was obviously hurt. Did you have any problem with that at all?
If he was hurt, I wanted to send him out there. You know, the reason why I didn't send him out there at the end, when it was fourth down and four or five, he didn't feel like he was ready to kick. You know, we would have kicked there in that situation, normally a chip shot. He did not feel like he was capable at that time. He felt very good about the 50-yarder, so there's a little bit of a setback there.